When the wood is green. One of the most haunting encounters during Jesus' journey to the cross is that between Jesus and the women of Jerusalem. Compassion swirls through the narrative. The women wept for what would happen to Jesus, but Jesus, even as the horror of his death loomed near, revealed that they were in even greater need of compassion than he was. The climax of their conversation, "If they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" can sound odd, but is in fact a clear-sighted appraisal both of human nature and of the society in which he lived, and would soon die. His was a society that was acting out of fear and self-interest. Its primary aim, to preserve power and the status quo, caused knee-jerk reactions that led them to killing someone like Jesus. Such reactions could only lead to one outcome: widespread destruction and terror. Luke's Gospel was probably written after AD 70, when the temple had been destroyed and the population ravaged. It would have been hard for its author not to read this event into Jesus' words. We cannot know whether Jesus foresaw exactly what would happen in AD 70, but in many ways this doesn't really matter. What Jesus was saying is that a society that will do anything, even kill, to protect its power, has already set itself on the path to self-destruction. As a result, the women of Jerusalem would do well to prepare themselves for the inevitable outcome of such behaviours. The question that hangs in the air so many years after Jesus is, how different is our society to theirs?